A week after Brexit, it's striking how many investors are still clamoring to lend money to the British government. From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. I want to say the UK now stands for the Uncertain Kingdom, with so little clarity on who's running the government there or the path forward after British voters said they want out of Europe. This is not, I say not, scaring away investors willing to lend money to the British government, where at one point yesterday, some interest rates got so low they fell into negative territory. You lend money and pay for the privilege. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker was willing to help us with this mind bender.
Why would you pay someone to take your money off you? And partly the answer of that is that because it's such a safe investment, many investors do actually have to buy government debt. The alternative to holding your money in this kind of form maybe is just holding cash under the mattress or in a storeroom or something like that. Now, that does come with a cost. It's not free. You know, there's the cost of the security, or there's the risk of being burgled, I suppose. And so that does mean that it can make sense for savers to allow the return on their saving to go below zero if it saves them on those kind of costs.
Britain's central banker suggested that lower rates could come this summer to keep that economy out of recession. Now to a story titled, Just Don't Call Up the Panama Papers. As we've been reporting, Panama has just opened a new, wider canal. But less cause for celebration is another feature of the Panama brand, its reputation as a go-to spot for hiding money.
The largest ever document leak.
Publication of what are being called the Panama Papers this weekend has exposed a worldwide corruption scandal.
This scandal is exploding on a global scale.
This burst into the open with the news in April that a still unidentified person leaked to the media more than 11 million documents from a law firm in Panama. These detailed the secret dealings and offshore accounts of clients the world over. Panama, it seems, had become a kind of Switzerland, the place you think of to hide money from tax authorities, legal opponents, and former spouses. I was in Panama to check out the new expanded canal, but like many visitors here these days, I wanted to see the headquarters of this law firm that maintains that everything it did was legal. What I found looks like a dentist's office. In fact, it is a dental clinic with a famous co-tenant. There it is on the sign at the foot of the blossoming flame tree out front, Mossack Fonseca. Now, the firm didn't respond to our interview requests, and the guard out front wasn't talking, so we went across town to get official reaction.
Panama has been battling this perception for some time now. We've made great advancements regarding transparency.
Ivan Zarac is Panama's vice minister for the economy.
I do not believe Panama is a magnet for dirty money, not at all. As a matter of fact, I'll give you one challenge. Right beneath this office is a branch of a bank. Please go there and try to open an account. And let's do the following. After you do that, you go to the U.S. and try to open an account in the U.S. It is very hard to open an account in Panama for any type of individual, especially, you know, foreigners, because it's harder for the bank to corroborate that the money that that person from out of the country has is clean money and, you know, and it has been declared previously, etc.
Well, I would hope the bank downstairs is very strict. He has the vice minister of the economy upstairs.
Well, you can go to any bank, as a matter of fact.
Zarac says Panama has signed onto the 2010 U.S. law that pushes countries to share tax information of Americans with U.S. authorities. He emphasizes that Panama has now been removed from the so-called gray list of suspected tax havens that happened this winter, several months before the Panama Papers leak. And after the story blew up, Panama belatedly agreed to new OECD standards for exchanging financial information. But did someone say Panama Papers?
You want me to get started on that? Yeah, sure. I completely reject that moniker. I do believe it's very unfortunate. This was an investigation carried out by one single company, not a whole country. Second, 75% of the companies mentioned in the Panama Papers are not Panamanian companies.
Someone else who's not loving the Panama Papers sobriquet is Carlos Barcayo, an attorney, a former securities regulator in Panama, and a newspaper columnist. He says opaque systems to hide money are a huge problem, but not just Panama's problem.
In one case, when the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, did a survey, more than 42 jurisdictions are offering this type of services. We can put it around more than 20 in the case of this particular law firm. They have offices in 21 countries.
I know this is a fight that you've been fighting for a very long time. You think it's, in a sense, these revelations have been useful for Panama?
If we are intelligent, they should be useful. If we are not, it's going to be a very sad story.
He says Panama's government has promised it really is serious about cracking down.
But that's not enough. We have to produce results, concrete results.
Journalist Roberto Eisenman is founder of the newspaper La Prensa.
We knew that some of this was going on, but we didn't know. Somebody was out there selling Panama corporations and other types of corporations as if they were hamburgers, you know, having franchisees all over the world that were doing this business with absolutely no control.
He believes the government of President Juan Carlos Varela has made important strides toward greater transparency, but Eisenman wishes it would be articulated as part of a more sweeping vision. Okay, but that Panama Papers label that bugs people here?
Sure, and it bothers me too, but I'm also a journalist, so I understand why. Not that I like it, but I understand why.
Now, 2 weeks ago, a Mossack Fonseca employee working in its information technology department was arrested on suspicion of illegally removing data from the firm. It's not clear if this is related to the 11.5 million leaked documents, but the employee worked in Geneva, Switzerland, quite a distance from Panama. All of our Panama coverage, the canal, peak trade, wealth and poverty, and transparency is at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.